University of Alberta Press presents Blue Portugal and Other Essays by Teresa Kishkan, narrated by Nina Richmond. This work is copyrighted 2022 by Teresa Kishkan. University of Alberta Press gratefully acknowledges the support received for its publishing program from the Government of Canada, the Canada Council for the Arts, and the Government of Alberta through the Alberta Media Fund. Dedication. For my family. Epigraph. Who knows if in that darkness he might still have spoken, and I answered. But my heart longed, after this, to see the dead elsewhere. Odyssey, Book 11, Lines 564 to 567. Translator, Robert Fitzgerald. Contents. Page Roman numeral 11. Preface. Page 1. A Dark Path. Page 13. The Blue Etymologies. Page 29. We Are Still Here. Page 43. Blue Portugal. Page 59. How Rivers Break Away and Meet Again. Page 89. Blueprints. Page 105. Anatomy of a Button. Page 113. Love Song. Page 117. The River Door. Page 157. Museum of the Multitude Village. Page 181. Acknowledgements. Page 183. Notes. Page 189. Sources. Preface. I began my writing life as a poet, publishing two poetry collections in my 20s. I stopped writing for nearly a decade after the births of three children. My husband and I were building a house for our family on 8.5 acres of wooded land on a peninsula northwest of Vancouver. I created a garden and learned the art of quilt making. I expected to have time to write again once my children were in school, and I expected to return to poetry. But I was surprised to discover that poetry no longer wanted me. I had the impulse to write. I had ideas to explore, materials accumulating in my mind as my quilting basket accumulated scraps of cotton. But I didn't have a shape for my thinking any longer. The lines I wrote continued past the point where a poet would consider the stanza, the lyric, complete. At first, I tried to wrangle them, contain them. But one day I just let those lines continue, as prose, maintaining a certain rhythm but given the freedom of the wide space on a page. One line led to another, then another. Their purpose was not to create fiction, but instead to make a map of my own reflections, main roads and secondary roads, river systems, mountains, and beautiful circled stars for settlements. One line led to another. A thread leading me into the heart of meaning I hoped would be there, a little knot at the center. I remember how exhilarated I felt to discover I was writing something that I came to understand was an essay. In an interview, footnote number one, about the anthology The Making of the American Essay, John Dagata talks about his quest to look at essays in a different light, to consider them as capturing the activity of human thought in real time. In many ways, this is a logical progression of Michel de Montaigne's 16th-century essays, the noun essay meaning a trial or an attempt, yoked to the verb essayer, Old French, to try, from the late Latin exagium, meaning a balance or a weight. Many of us grew up learning the essay as a formal container for critical analysis, but the form has evolved, or we have, in our relationship to the form, in the way a plant might evolve, hybridize in response to new soil conditions, weather, and use requirements. It's the later possibilities of the essay that interest me most, its generous capacity to hold a writer's interests in subject matter, as well as moments of poetry, phrases of song, recipes for really good soup, analysis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?